I've been a relationship coach for over 15 years, and if I could go back and tell my younger self just three things, this is what they would be. Number one, challenge the narrative. The word I use more than any other with my coaching clients is reframe. We all have a story we tell ourselves about why things happened and what it means about us. For example, something that happened to me very, very long time ago when I was 21 and in love for what I thought was love for the first time, the guy cheated on me and left me for someone else. So I interpreted it as I just wasn't good enough and the guys that I want are never gonna want me. I'm never gonna be enough. And I never challenged it. And we do this all the time. We all have a perception about why things happen and what it means about us. And usually it's steered towards the negative. I want you to challenge yourself to look at an alternative explanation for why things happen. Number two, gratitude. I know you're rolling your eyes right now, like you want to throw your phone across the room. I get it, because that is used to be my reaction when I would get this advice. I don't even need to list for you all the ways in which gratitude literally rewires your brain. I'm sure you know them. We could talk about them in more depth, maybe in a podcast episode. If you want to attract more goodness and more abundance into your life, you have to express gratitude for what you have now. First of all, this will calm your anxiety. This will calm your stress. This will just make your life a more beautiful, wonderful place to be. I want you to challenge yourself. Every day, write down two things you're grateful for, and you cannot repeat. Every day you have to come up with two new things. This is literally gonna rewire your brain. Just try and report back. Number three, be the person you want to be now. Stop living your life in the waiting room. As soon as I lose the weight, as soon as I get the job, as soon as I have this much money, as soon as I have a boyfriend. Confidence is something that you create for yourself. It is not showing up at your door one day. So if that's what you're waiting on, well, you're gonna be waiting a very long time. Ask yourself, who do I wanna be in a year? What kind of energy do I wanna have? What do I do with myself every day? How do I carry myself? How do people feel around me? And then take steps to be that person right now. Stop chasing people, stop chasing validation, chase passion. Confidence is about how you feel about yourself. Okay, those are my three biggest pieces of life-changing advice. If you can actually put them into practice, your life will actually start to change. I hope this was helpful. Make sure to follow me for more. And my new book, Detached, How to Let Go, Heal, and Become Irresistible, comes out September 9th. This will change your life. This will change your life. This is like my love letter to my younger self. I'm so excited to release this book.